From 99.9 The Fan, this is The Drive with Tim Donnelly. Sponsored by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at CapitalFinancialUSA.com.
Islanders, listen up. You better bring it. Because the Canes are coming for you. Actually, you're coming to the Canes, I should say. Home ice, Carolina Hurricanes, New York Islanders, first round, be there or be square. People still say that.
Let's go.
Is be square still an insult?
Yeah.
Be there or be square. Canes are playing the Islanders. And the Canes are all in on the postseason. We'll talk about it later, but they've pretty much pulled the starters for tonight's game against Columbus because it's all eyes on the Islanders. I'm going to say this. We're going to talk about the Islanders. We're going to talk about them. We're going to break it down. We're going to look at the matchup, the history. There's from a storytelling perspective, this is a fantastic matchup. From somebody that covers the team, there's going to be different angles to talk about. It's going to be great. The competitor in me that has watched the Canes all season, I want to make this the very first point I make now that I know who they're going to be playing in the first round. I don't care who it is. Mow them down.
Bring it.
That's the energy the Canes have. Mow them down. I don't care. I've said this before. I don't care if they are the intergalactic all-stars from Mars. If they are on the ice with the Carolina Hurricanes this year, they should be nothing but a speed bump in their vision. Run them down. Mow them down. Run them over. It is cup or bust. This is a team that doesn't make the all-in move at the trade deadline that made the all-in move at the trade deadline. This is a team that values term, values longevity, values locking players up with a whole mess of players due to have their contract expire this offseason. This is the one where you look around and go, I don't know if I'm going to be here next year. I don't know if you're going to be here next year. It doesn't matter because this year is the postseason we go all-in. This year is the postseason. We find a way. And Islanders, sorry. That's the way the cookie crumbles. You happen to be first up on our list. Mow them down.
Boo! That's for the Islanders.
Appropriate.
Yep.
Canes fans, get in PNC and mow them down. It's all hands on deck for this thing, right? And make no mistake about it, last week, at the end of the week, we were asking for players to call out. Jack Drury was on our list. Right now, I know he was playing up kind of with the second unit at the time, but we were treating him as if, like, hey, if that fourth lineup is out there, that fourth line is out there, score. Right? All hands on deck for this run. The matchup, it matters. Do it for game plan point of view, for storytelling, for how do you want to attack them, but they don't matter for the end result. The end result is you better blow them out. Canes beat them 4-2 in the first round last year. The previous matchup was a sweep in the second round back in the magical run for the Canes to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2018-2019. So there's some history here.
Oh, yeah.
There's a good chance that the matchups against the Canes were circled for the Islanders after last season in the same way that the Canes probably circled the matchups against the Panthers, the Florida Panthers, this year. There's you start playing the same team in the postseason multiple times in a couple years, you start to build up that animosity. I'm here for it. Do it again. From an actual down into the nitty-gritty of it, I think it's fascinating how their attack is built. The Islanders have very obvious setup and finishers. They have setup guys. They have finishers. Unlike the Canes, who kind of ask everybody to do a little bit of everything. Matt Barzal and defenseman Noah Hobson, that's a center and a defenseman for the Islanders, lead their team in points. They have 80 and 70 points. Very good seasons. They combine for just 33 goals. These are assist men. These are setup guys. These are finding their teammates in great positions and feeding them the puck. They have two centers, Horvat and Nelson. They don't have as many points. They're not leading the team in points, but they each have 33 goals by themselves. So they tie the top 2 point scorers in goals individually.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the finishers. Look at the Canes. They ask everyone to do everything, right? Aho and Jarvis, they lead in points. They lead in goals. They lead in assists. And once Gensel showed up, a lot of that, he'll be the third amigo, the third musketeer in that one. This is a matchup where I believe the Canes' defensive system should be able to do what they do, because in a lot of ways, the Islanders are a bit predictable, right? You know what each of them is looking to do. Now, they're good at it. Don't get me wrong. But it's if you give me the Canes' defensive system with a scouting report that they can trust, right? Not we think this is what they're going to want to do, but this is what they want to do. I really like their chances there. And then you just have to convert on the other end, and you do have to bring up Sorokin's pretty good.
Yeah, Ilya Sorokin could steal you a game.
He's,
without a doubt, that dude can steal you a game.
And you have to beat
or two.
Him. There's not going to be freebies. You have to beat him, which is why – you ready for this?
Go on.
That's why Gensel's here.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why Gensel is here, 100%.
That's the whole reason you made the move, is because when there's not freebies and you need a well-timed goal, you now have that first line which you trust, right? When you're down 2-1, there's 4 minutes left, and you know you need one to force the issue – that first line has to be trusted, and they don't have the, you know, giant presence sit themselves in front of the net. They can do some of that, but they don't necessarily have that. They beat you with finesse, movement, and hockey IQ. Gensel, Aho, Jarvis, that group is the one you're going to trust. That's why you brought Gensel in, that line right there. And that's the why you're not going to see any of those three tonight. That's why you're not going to see a whole mess of guys tonight. They've completely changed over their lineup. They're flying guys in from all over the country in order to play them tonight in Columbus. Here's Rod Brind'Amour on the reasoning for the lineup changes.
We were hoping to be playing for something special here tonight. It obviously didn't work that way. So now you do have to switch gears. And, you know, obviously that's why we're putting some of our guys out. Just to mitigate any type of injury and stuff. So, you know, it's a weird game to play, to be quite honest. But like you said, I think the storyline is we get exciting with some of the young players we're putting in.
Do you know what I think this is? Nonverbal communication, right? Speak with your actions, not your words. This is Rod Brind'Amour looking at his players in the eye, doing that pacing walk around the locker room that he does after games. If you watch the Canes social media, right, with all the horns replacing the words that you can't promote, when he's doing the pace, he's looking at his team in the eye, and he's saying this: "You're ready, right? You're ready. We don't need another rehearsal. We don't need another practice. We don't need to get out there and finally tune some things against the worst team in the NHL. You're postseason ready. You're on a 5-game win streak. You've won ugly. You've won pretty. Your top dogs are playing like top dogs. It's you know, the little popper has popped in the turkey. You're ready. You're done. Now go to the postseason knowing you have every bit of confidence in yourselves that you've done the work, you've done what a regular season is designed to do, and all that's left to do is go capitalize it on the postseason." That's what not playing all of the quote-unquote studs, the top dogs in the last game means. It means we don't need it. Let's let the young guys get some run. Let's see if our first round draft pick can't score a goal, because what you've done is enough. Actions speak louder than words. Islanders, you better get ready. The Canes are in a really interesting position tonight,
to say the least.
The good news is you're in the postseason. You've clinched home ice against everybody except for two teams. You might still have it, depending on what happens with Dallas, against everyone except for the Rangers. You're playing the worst team in the NHL right now, the Columbus Blue Jackets. On the road, you've already locked up your first-round opponent. What the heck do you do? Do you floor it to the postseason and go out and railroad the Columbus? Or do you worry about staying rested, staying healthy? You look like the ultimate goofball if you play anybody and they get hurt in this game. So what do you do? Well, I can tell you what the Canes are doing. They're resting everybody they can possibly rest. Let me bring up the lineups. This is how they skated at morning skate this morning. Let me bring it up. Here we go. Line one, Drury centering Teravainen and Natchez. The second line has Bradley Nadeau making his debut with the team, first-round pick, along with Kuznetsov and Fast. It gets crazy. Comtois? Am I saying that right?
Comtois.
I should have known that. Kokkaniemi centering that group with Nason. Lemieux, Martinook, and Blake. Blake making his debut with the team.
Jackson Blake.
Shea, Burns, and Orlov were rotating on one side for the defense, while Chatfield, D'Angelo, and Morrow, a guy that made his debut just a handful of days ago, at the other end. Spencer Martin, the third goalie, who's been a backup for the last few months at best, meaning suited up occasionally, but hasn't gotten into games in a long
time.
Has
not played since February 29th.
Pyotr Kochetkov on the other end, and that means by process of elimination, this all according to Walt Ruff, team reporter.
By the way, also Dylan Coghlan got called up from the AHL today.
He wasn't there in time.
Wasn't there in time for morning skate, but still might play tonight.
It means Aho, Freddie Anderson, the goalie, Jake Guentzel, Seth Jarvis, Brett Pesce, Jacob Slavin, Andrei Svechnikov, and Jordan Staal are all expected not to play tonight. This is a rest game. This is what you see in the NFL a lot of times the last week of the season, where the starters are wearing hoodies and they all have the headsets on so they can listen to the play, and the backups are out there getting their reps.
This is a preseason lineup.
It is a preseason lineup. I think what I said earlier is the way they're going with this. They are essentially looking at their players and saying, you're ready, right? You don't need another game on the road against Columbus to be done with the regular season. You've done it. You've completed your task. Now get ready for your next task, which is the more important one. It's an interesting decision to have to make for Rod Brind'Amour. It doesn't happen as often in hockey as it does in some other sports, but the logic is the same. Here's Rod Brind'Amour on the reason for changing the lineup.
We were hoping to be playing for something special here tonight. Obviously, it didn't work that way. So now you do have to switch gears, and, you know, obviously that's why we're putting some of our guys out, just to mitigate any kind of injury and stuff. So, you know, it's a weird game to play, to be quite honest. But like you said, I think the storyline is we get exciting with some of the young players we're putting in.
It's a weird game to play, to be quite honest. Yes, it is. And the reason why it's weird is because the way that the hockey playoffs are set, there's usually something to play for, either home ice against another team and you know, a second round matchup, or heck, last season all the way up till the final buzzer, they were fighting for the Metro, trying to win their division. The way it's set up is there's usually something on the line, so it's rare. Now, again, technically tonight, what is it? If the Canes and Dallas were to face in the Stanley Cup final, that's the only thing that isn't settled for the Canes right now?
I think so.
But they're worried about getting to the Stanley Cup final before they worry about where game one's going to be.
Yeah, get there first.
I want this. I want the players on the ice to take it serious. I want them to go for it as if they, you know, sometimes it's hard to look around and go, okay, all the good guys aren't playing. I know what that means. No, I want them out there going for it, and not just the new guys, right? I want that line, that first line, to be trying to get in rhythm. I want the defenders, the defensemen that are going to be depended upon in the postseason, to stay in rhythm, stay in their communication, and work on everything they have going on. Just because the regular season is over and you're ready, doesn't mean you let yourself get anything less than sharp.